on Hubble.
Crew member Mike Musumeci, after the astronaut spent 7 hours on the latest fix-up job. This also marks the last time human hands will ever touch the Hubble telescope. The astronauts are due to release it back into orbit tomorrow. President Obama says the time is now for peace in the Middle East.
There is no reason why we should not seize this opportunity and this moment.
The president meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says he is ready to start talks with the Palestinians immediately on one condition.
The Palestinians will have to recognize Israel as a Jewish state.
Here's ABC's Jake Tapper at the White House.
President Obama talked about how he was convinced the end result needed to be a two-state solution, Israel and Palestine. Prime Minister Netanyahu made no such comment, said that the two states needed to live side by side. The terminology would work itself out.
There's really no other way to put it. The post office is broke. William Burris, head of the Postal Service Union, says even the 25,000 job cuts the post office has announced may not help.
They're going to run out of places to cut in time, and at that point either service would diminish or rates will have to increase dramatically.
The Postal Service deficit, $6.5 billion. Swine flu is still on the march. The CDC's Ann Schuchat says we're not out of the woods, and they're still not sure if things will get better in the next few months.
Most years the seasonal influenza strains have very reduced circulation in the summer months here in the northern hemisphere. Unfortunately, we don't yet know whether we're going to get a break this summer with this virus.
The good news, most cases until now have been mild. Strong day on Wall Street today. The market's up 239 for the Dow, 51 for the NASDAQ. You're listening to ABC News.
There's nothing generic about your body, about the way it moves, the way it heals, the way it aches. Your pain isn't generic. Your pain reliever shouldn't be either. Tylenol works in ways that have been trusted and proven for over 50 years. With patented technology and clinical trials, no store brand can match. Because a body as unique as yours deserves more than a generic pain reliever. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Drew Peterson entered a not guilty plea today to the murder of his third wife, Kathleen Salvio, and ABC's Amy Jacobson in Chicago says the former suburban Chicago cop is still being held on $20 million bond.
Kathleen Salvio's family members were grateful that he did not get out on bond or that the bond has not been reduced yet. They vow to be here on Thursday afternoon. They want to make sure that the judge knows that they are in the courtroom at all times, and they want to see justice for Kathleen.
Drew Peterson is also a suspect in his fourth wife's disappearance. Smoking light cigarettes could be riskier these days than in the past. A new study blames a chemical in those cigs for a spike in one type of lung cancer.
The preliminary study found that a certain carcinogen found in much greater quantities in American cigarettes than in Australian cigarettes is increasing the incidence of adenocarcinoma. That's a lung cancer that develops in the small air sacs deep in the lung. The study conducted by Dr. David Burns of UC San Diego found that the adenocarcinoma rates in the U.S. are nearly twice as high as those in Australia. Cigarette maker Philip Morris called the study speculative. Matt Gutman, ABC News.
This may seem to some like a brilliant idea, a new payment option for kids who like to shop online but who have no money. It's a button called Bill My Parents. Click on it, and an email is automatically sent to the parents, along with an optional note from the child describing why he or she needs that item. Parents can either accept and then give a credit card number or turn them down. This is ABC News.
Intuit QuickBooks presents Jenna Turner of Susina Bakery.
It's incredibly difficult in the restaurant industry to be profitable. It's all about the bottom line, and I don't know how people could possibly run a company efficiently without using a system like QuickBooks. You can see your utility costs, office supplies. You can actually look into those things. Because I can see my day-to-day costs of running my business, I can make decisions that will actually save us money.
Get a free copy of Intuit QuickBooks Simple Start and see how it can help your business be more profitable. Go to QuickBooks.com.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. It will be at least 2 weeks before former BART police officer Johannes Messerly will learn whether he will stand trial for murder in connection with the New Year's Day shooting death of passenger Oscar Grant. More than 100 protesters showed up in Oakland today for the hearing. A pay equity bill now headed for California's Senate. The legislation, which makes it easier for workers to challenge pay discrimination in the workplace, passed the state assembly today on a 41-26 vote. Let's check your traffic now. Here's KGO's Brian Leong.
Okay, thanks, Rosie. Starting off in Fairfield, 80 West at Red Top Road, we got an injury accident. A pickup truck rolled over, right lane blocked, oil and fuel leaking from the vehicle. Emergency crews are on scene. And in Oakland, 880 North at Broadway, disabled vehicle. The left lane is blocked. The vehicle has a flat tire. And we've got a stall in the Palo Alto 101 South before University Avenue, a disabled vehicle blocking the second lane from the left. And this report is being brought to you by Nissan. There's something big happening at Nissan. It's the Nissan National Tent Event going on now. Hurry to your Nissan dealer for exceptional offers and financing. Look closer. Nissan delivers. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Ryan Craig, KGO Radio News.
Okay, Ryan, thank you. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area, partly sunny and cooler this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s in San Francisco. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Well, how'd you like to have been a doctor in this case? Ma'am, I've got good news and I got bad news. Good news is you're going to have twins. The bad news is they're from different fathers. That's right. Of course that can happen. I mean, think about it. A certain percentage of the time, twins are caused by a woman making two eggs. If a woman has unprotected intercourse within a certain amount of time, nobody knows the answer exactly, but we would suspect it's got to be, 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours. She ain't talking. Miss Washington admitted she was having an affair when she conceived. Two eggs were fertilized by two different men. I have twins, but they're by different fathers, she told Fox News. She and her partner took DNA tests, noticing the twins 11 months old had different facial features. Out of all people in America and of all people in the world, it had happened to me, she said. I'm very shocked, I'll say. According to the paternity test, there's a, get these numbers, 99.999% chance they do not have the same father and zero chance that they do. Lab's never seen it before. I would suspect this happens more commonly. I saw a report once that was shocking. It was done in England, which found that between 13-16% of kids, their father's not their father. Kind of remarkable. The mom just kind of kept the secret. Didn't know herself. It's called heteropaternal superfecundation. It's been documented around the world in only a handful of cases. Nevertheless, as I said, it probably happens more. Let's see. This happened in Dallas, probably the only time. I'm looking for the difference in the timing. There's enough of it. There is a piece in Scientific American that will probably gross some of you out, but possibly to explain how evolution has tried to deal with this, and it has to do with the evolution of the shape of the male organ. Now, it is different when you look at other mammals. And it's different because, and I won't get too gross on you, but there's a researcher here whose theory, and as you know, this would be a difficult theory to prove, is that its design is to scoop out the presence of a previous male. Now, if you just use your imaginations, you can imagine that. Because there really is no other explanation for, quote, that shape. And very often, when things are buried back millions of years in evolution, we don't exactly know what the survival advantage was. But you can see that nature seems to want a man to take care of his own kids and to be there for that. And this is indeed also a way that certain men... We know, here's a better example. We know that sperm, individual little guys with the tails, sperm, right? They compete with each other. They can compete and elbow each other out of the way. I was in line first here. You get out of the way. No, I was here first. That actually, we can see that in the test tube, and this scooping theory, adds to that. Also on the subject of fertility, kind of, well, she's getting close. Birth is coming right up upon this woman. Next month, she will be the oldest woman in Britain, anyway, to give birth. She, you know, I it's funny. I'm usually not one to try to tell people what to do, but this kind of bothers me. She says her age is not as important as how she feels inside. Now, not to demean maternal feelings, but my gosh, to have a child when you know you're not going to make high school graduation, so you'll have a teenager that's going to lose a parent on purpose because of your decisions. Your selfishness? I don't know. Your ego? Not quite sure why people have kids. You know, if you stop to think about it, it is something everybody does. But when you ask people exactly why, my mother used to tell me, you'll have someone to visit you in the nursing home. Otherwise, you're just going to be alone because your friends won't come visit you. I have no idea. It's possible to give a child to a mother up to the age of 83, as far as they can tell. But a doctor here is saying it's medically criminal to do this because the child's going to lose its mother, suffer from psychological problems. So I just offer that up to the rest of you. But I'll throw this in to confuse you. If having a child late in your life runs in your family, longevity may as well. This is an analysis of historical data for 2 million people. It was done at University of Utah. Women who bore children in their 40s and 50s lived longer, but so did their brothers. But their brothers' wives did not. Suggesting that genes may likely be responsible for a lot of late childbirth, a long life connection. And, you know, I can think of all kinds of reasons here, and I won't bore you with the data, but they suggest that genes that allow women to continue bearing children late are related to longevity in both sexes, and that would make sense. I mean, if you were Mother Nature, if you were the big guy in the sky and you're going to design this system, you wouldn't design a woman genetically to be able to have children late in life and then kill her off quickly. She's got to be around for the kids. Now, this other woman I discussed did it artificially, you see, so evolution's not playing a role. I guess I could turn this into an evolutionary story. Monkeys, they have regrets. So the monkeys are playing like a common television game show here. And in England, it's called Deal or No Deal, or maybe, I don't even know what it's called. It sounds like they flip the box around and they have to match it. Anyway, it does that. The monkeys become wistful when they realize their mistake. It's the first evidence that monkeys like people have a woulda, coulda, shoulda attitude. Imagine a monkey having woulda, coulda, shoulda. That's such a human thing. Underneath, you know, the eternal square, and underneath each square is a color representing a prize. And the best reward for the monkeys is sugary fruit juice. After picking the square, they're shown the prize that they passed up. And they learned that they missed out on the juice. They tried harder the next time. And the part of the brain that does all this lit up. So, can I tell you, people are really good at thinking not only about why things have happened to them, but what could have happened had things turned out differently. And we only thought humans did this. So we're not alone. What do you think of this? I don't know why. I understand the logic, but now CNN has jumped on the case of, you know, these new airport scanners. Okay, you're naked. I'm sorry. I've looked at the images. You're standing there as naked as the day you were born. The things we can see, I wouldn't even talk. Yes, I would. Of course I'd talk about it. And they're using these, by the way, already in San Francisco, Miami, Albuquerque, Tulsa, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas. And, of course, civil liberties people are coming unglued. Is this necessary? It raises a fundamental question you're not going to want to talk about because it's just unanswerable. But let me tell you something. When one thing follows another doesn't mean there's cause and effect. So nobody in the world can say that these scanners are protecting us, making the, you know, your flights safer. You really can't say that about any of the screening methods that we use. You really can't. You can assume it, and I see politicians, you know, bragging about it. But you cannot say, for instance, we have not had a terrorist attack because of anything we do at airports. There's just no control. There's 1,000 other possible reasons. So with this, they're launching it. And now they're saying, we'd rather have this or have us touch every place. Because you know the standard pat-down, women could carry something in their bra or other intimate parts. They don't really patch it down there. And if you're going to carry something on a plane, you're not going to put it on your calf. So that is the first question that TSA is raising. Okay, you want to take the scan or how would you like me to check you up? Check you out. It's called millimeter technology. Don't worry about the radio frequency. Not scary in that regard. And here's how they're going to get around the oogling effect. Two security officers, one working the machine, never sees the image. The person who sees the image is in another room. And they can't look at you to see if you're really that cute. In further protection, the passenger's face, they blur, right? And so they're trying, and they say they can't store images. So if a famous movie star or some hot babe moves through there, they can't store the image to snicker over later. So they're looking to, to try and make it as clean as possible. American Civil Liberties Union is not happy, and so are other consumers. I think the question that should be raised is, how do we know this is helpful? I know it seems logical, but maybe not. Let's see here. This is something that we've talked about in the past, and it actually relates a little to the last story. In general, as a woman ages, when you look at a mammogram, her breasts become less dense, less fibrous tissue, more fatty tissue. And if you have less fatty tissue, you are, we think, more fatty tissue, less likely to get breast cancer. One reason is the density of your breast determines whether the mammogram x-rays will go through and show us a clear picture of a little cancer. And we had never expected what they just found, that there is a substantial proportion of older women who have very dense breasts. That means it's going to be more difficult. Well, here, prior research has linked having dense breasts to a 6-fold increased risk of developing breast cancer. Dense breasts may impair the sensitivity of mammograms. The younger breast is a well-known correlate of dense breasts, whereas the percentage of older women with dense breasts is unknown. And, of course, it was higher in younger women, but among women in their 40s, for instance, 74% had high density. Still common in older women, dense breasts were seen in 54%, 42%, and 31% of women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, respectively. Translate that, women in the 70s, one-third. Can you imagine they never knew this before? I know the question you're asking in your mind. Can you see or feel density? Some physicians have said yes, and some have said no, so I wouldn't rely on that. This is a big-time deal going on, and the issue is global, and health negotiators from rich and poor countries have failed over the weekend to clinch a deal on virus sharing. Why would you want to share viruses with other countries? Because you need to make a vaccine. It all comes down to Indonesia back in 2007 refused to share a bird flu virus sample without guarantees that any vaccines derived from those samples would be made available to poorer countries at an affordable price. Kind of a reasonable thing, isn't it? By the same token, it would be like saying to Nigeria, we want cheaper oil. You need to share that. Well, poor countries argue they should have access to the resulting vaccines if they supply the samples of the virus at the virus outbreaks in their country, where richer countries say no. Pharmaceutical companies should be able to claim the vaccines as intellectual property and earn the royalties on them. It's a classic issue, isn't it? And there was, a good humored two-day session to forward a framework agreement on sharing influenza viruses. So what I'm preparing you for is a big outbreak of, name your next flu, it doesn't look like swine flu is going to be it, but it might. And the country where it is, where it's epidemic, says, no, we're not going to share the viruses until you guarantee us when you make the vaccine, you'll sell us the vaccine at a reasonable price, right? And the main sticking point is a wording of a standard agreement on transferring material and intellectual property questions that lawyers are trying to hammer out. So keep your eye on that one. It could be very important. Here's another case. 13-year-old cancer patient. Parents are a little whacked out here. A cult I never heard of. They say they just want to give the child alternative medicine. And the state where this is happening, Minnesota, does not permit exclusive reliance on complementary and alternative health care for minor children. And I agree with that. And they describe themselves, the parents, "We are two loving parents who will go to any length to save their child from assault and torture." So they're going to give the kid vitamins, right? Proper treatment, assault and torture. The thing here that bugs me, again, in these cases, is that this is a lymphoma case, a mostly curable disease. And, of course, these people are saying, the people of this state have a right to choose their own responsible medical care. Well, yes, you do as an adult. But a child has a right to reasonable and responsible medical care as determined by the community. The kid can't even read. Right? This is how bad this cult is. All right. I got to talk to you about something. You're going to love this one. Hey, these are tough times. You're all out there looking for a job. Maybe you lost your job. Which is more of an advantage, not only in getting a job, but your financial success in life itself? To be good-looking or to be smart? Which is more of an advantage in this world of ours? I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and they just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
Yes!
Have a good day, ma'am.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I am sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
I'm on the web.
Dr. Dean Adell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Julie. How you doing, Julie?
Oh, hi, Dr. Adele. My daughter is 17, and I had a blood test done, and her white cell counts were slightly low, as well as her vitamin D levels were low. They were still in normal range, but low. My question is what do I ask the doctor? They want to test her blood again in a couple of months to check for the cell count, and what would I ask for what type of blood test?
I don't know. I am a little concerned. How come the doctor, do you know why the doctor did a vitamin D test?
Well, she's been diagnosed as bipolar, and she's been sick, it seems like, forever, all through high school. She actually had to quit high school. So I just asked the doctor to just run all kinds of blood tests. Her fasting blood sugar was normal, you know, iron, thyroid, vitamin D.
Okay, well, yeah, we can't go through the whole list. So she's was sick a lot. Bipolar, of course, has nothing to do with it. I guess if a doctor is pushed and say, do a bunch of tests because she's sick all the time, I guess that's what they would come up with. Because we are in now the vitamin D era. You know, we went through the vitamin C era, then we went crazy for folic acid, then niacin was huge. And we go through these cycles, and we are definitely interested in vitamin D. And as always with each of those cycles, you see all kinds of doctors and seminars and websites, and of course, the creepy supplement people come out from under a rock, because sunshine vitamin, right? And want to sell you all kinds of stuff before we're ready. And I don't know what to make of it. Vitamin D is important. You get it from the sun. You don't need to eat it. It's put in so many different foods. Look on, can you buy dairy that's not vitamin D supplement? Can you buy milk that doesn't have vitamin D in it? And what we also do when we go through these cycles is we start recommending huge doses. Remember the Linus Pauling, take 5 grams of vitamin C. And we've perpetrated a lot of nonsense on people. So I don't know what to say. I find the vitamin D research is interesting when I see it, just like I found the previous generations of vitamin research. So if it's not off the boards and it's normal, you might just get her out in the sun a little bit. You know, 'tis the season. We are all different in how we absorb it. But I would not. I'd not go nuts, nor do I think that's an explanation for why she's been, quote, sick all the time. I mean, what are the illnesses she's had? If you're talking about she had lots of colds and flus and seemed to do all that when you're young is when that happens, because your immune system is building up. Who's she hanging out with? Is she, you know, stays indoors more with more friends and gets more of these illnesses? It's impossible really to know. So I would say just be careful if anybody tries to draw firm conclusions and starts wanting her to take all kinds of things. So that's all I can tell you. Just picking a point. All right, let's talk to Marilyn in Big Sur. How you doing, Marilyn?
Hi. I want to get your opinion about probiotics.
The whole subject?
Well, it was recommended for my dog. And
for what?
I don't know if it would apply the same.
For what? What's wrong with the dog?
She had a little bit of diarrhea, but I was a little put off because the vet gave me antibiotics and probiotics, and they cost a small fortune, and she hasn't even tested the dog yet.
Well, that's actually, you know, a fairly reasonable thing. Probiotics, as always, as you know, the supplement industry, you know, they're making all kinds of claims that are unsupported. But it is a reasonable thing that when you take antibiotics and kills off the germs in your intestines, although before the era of probiotics, what do we ever do? Because you can't avoid those germs. You're going to pick them up again and recolonize your intestines because you need those germs. They are good germs. Your body is filled with more germs than there are cells that make you up. Okay, so you take antibiotics, it kills off some germs in your intestines. Why not take? Well, is it beyond just eating some living yogurt? I don't know. The claims are interesting. They have failed miserably, probiotics, by the way, in some of the things we were hopeful about and that the manufacturers continue to claim they help, because there's no law that says they can't do that. So for a dog, I have no idea. What are the odds of if you had diarrhea or a dog had this, that it's infectious and therefore treatable with antibiotics? Well, probably as in humans, it's a pretty high and a reasonable thought that infectious disease is a likely cause, but it could also be viral. Antibiotics won't help it at all. So in that particular case, probiotics are probably all right, but it depends on which germs. And as I said, most of the claims I see for probiotic products are absolutely nonsense. So again, be aware, because there's no one else out there protecting you. Certainly, there are no government rules to do that. I want to talk to you about you're going to, for a job interview. Are you better off being good-looking or smart? And what about your performance in a job and eventually a likelihood of being successful financially and all other ways? Very interesting report. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dunn.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. More than 100 protesters showed up in Oakland today for the preliminary hearing for former BART police officer Johannes Messerly. A judge will decide whether Messerly will be tried for murder for killing passenger Oscar Grant on New Year's Day. California Supreme Court has revived a class action lawsuit against the tobacco industry, alleging its advertisements misled consumers into believing that some cigarettes were less harmful than others. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials gained just under 236 points. S&P 500 up 27 at 909, and the NASDAQ gained 52 points at 1732. The Lloyd Lindsey Young forecast, partly sunny and cooler this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, owner of Investment Property Capital. We specialize in financing all types of income properties. If you own apartments or other commercial real estate, don't believe the news that banks aren't lending. At IPC, we're getting great loans done for our clients, even in this changing market. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.23%. Yes, 4.23%. For example, your payment on a loan of $1 million is just about $4,900 a month. That's real savings. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. With the economy going up, down, or sideways, we deliver solid solutions for investors. That's news you can use. Investment Property Capital. 800-839-8104. 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.43%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by the Cal DRE 01126077.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Netflix. Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
When my computer crashed, I didn't want to believe it. I mean, my entire life was on that computer. Everything. I almost panicked, but I remembered hearing an ad for Geeks On Site. Some guy who'd had the same problem as me was on the radio, telling me Geeks On Site were the go-to guys for computer problems you can't fix. Well, this was definitely a computer problem I couldn't fix. So I called Geeks On Site. Finding an affordable U.S.-based computer whiz is like finding gold. Geeks On Site are the go-to guys for computer problems. They're smart and fast. They figured out what was wrong with my computer in just minutes. Got it back up and running. If you've got computer problems, do what I did and call Geeks On Site. If you call right now, they'll give you their premium protection suite absolutely free just for signing up. A $125 value. Best of all, Geeks On Site has a no-risk money-back guarantee. Call Geeks On Site at 800-619-8811, 800-619-8811. Toll free, that's 1-800-619-8811.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, How's Business has a competent answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank Small Business Specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidale here. All right, let's talk about being good-looking or being smart. Does anybody get both? Listen to this research. First, they're going to tell you that attractiveness along with confidence may help a job seeker stand out in front of employers. Little is known about why there seem to be income disparities between good-looking and not-so-good-looking people. And so here's what they did. They had people talk about, interviewed people, and had them talk about their household income, education, financial stresses, how happy they were, how disappointed they were with their achievements up to that point in life, a lot of intelligence and cognitive tests, had their pictures taken. Then several people rated each person's attractiveness relative to age and gender. The raters were men and women of various ages. They calculated average attractiveness, and they found that physical attractiveness had a significant impact on how much money people got paid, how educated they were, and how they evaluated themselves. People who were rated good-looking made more money, were better educated, were more confident. But the effects of a person's intelligence on income was stronger than those of attractiveness. I mean, aren't you glad? I mean, sometimes you think and you look around the world, you know, it's the good-looking people on television that would tell you, don't vaccinate your kids. Let's not go there. Quote, we can be somewhat heartened by the fact that the effects of general intelligence on income were stronger than those of facial attractiveness. It turns out that the brainy are not necessarily at a disadvantage to the beautiful. And if one happens to possess brains and good looks, far all the better. It did show good-looking people tend to think more highly of their worth and capabilities, you see. So if you're good-looking, you think more about yourself. You're not so insecure. That may have led to more money and less financial stress. But the findings should also be a warning to employers who may subconsciously favor the more attractive. It's worthwhile for employers to make an effort to reduce the effect of bias toward attractive people in a workplace. One good means of doing this is to rely on objective measures like ability tests and personality. They wrote, but education and intelligence has a greater payoff than good looks alone when it came to the effect on people's income. It could be more effective for people to build on important job skills and education before seeking the latest plastic surgery. Because we did notice in a previous report that a lot of people going for plastic surgery in tough economic times to better their chances when competing with younger people. All right, let's talk to Dave in L.A. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm sure glad you settled for intelligence.
Thank you.
I saw Penn Jillette recommending a website called whatstheharm.net, and it offers anecdotal information about people who have been harmed by failure to think critically. And everything from homeopathy to chelation to religious cults and even GPS navigation. So
I couldn't agree more. As you know, Penn and Teller are my heroes. I just love how they take a subject and make it entertaining, if not shocking. And the claim that all these things are harmless, I mean, it's nonsense. I can't think of a single, I would defy anybody to offer up a single alternative health practice or parapsychological practice, whether it's astrology or psychic reading or faith healing or anything. Just pick it, or acupuncture or naturopathy, all of them. And, you know, what happens is when I say this, people come out of the woodwork and they say, well, yeah, but you doctors, look all the people that you harm. And you betcha. You betcha. kind of like your car, in that at least we can offer data and statistics on how we can help, where the witch doctors offer nothing. What they do is worthless and can harm you. We can say in science that we can help you and we can also harm you. Your car will take you from point A to point B. It does deliver on the promise. It also might kill you. And so the website, whatstheharm.net, I think it is. You don't need the apostrophe. What's the harm? Go there. Because for those of you who are naive enough to think that all the stuff you're doing, I mean, how many times? I mean, could we count on 10,000 fingers? The number of times in this program someone has called me and says, I have, you know, doc, I got a case of phramicitis and I want something natural to cure it. Right? Because we naively believe that something natural is harmless. Well, let's suppose the natural thing you chose indeed is harmless. What about the fact that that backache is being caused by cancer, and that's not harmless? I always recall the year, it was 1 year on this program, it's got to be 15 years ago, I had three people, including relatives and a close friend, with back problems being treated by all kinds of alternative types. In each case, it turned out to be a different kind of cancer that caught early. Their lives would not have been terminated. So they were doing something harmless, but just the putting off of a definitive diagnosis is harmful. That's why I object even to the acupuncture laws. I mean, let's forget the fact that most studies are finding acupuncture is worthless. The fact that you can take a headache in California, go to an acupuncturist, you see, is criminal to me. Because if you got a brain tumor and you're sitting there and you're like, you know, getting acupuncture and it's not working, and then by the time you get to see your neurosurgeon, it may be too late to save your life. Not that I wouldn't, but I've said this many times. If I ran a pain clinic, I've had an acupuncture there. I'd have one there, because I'd rather you do that, even though it is a placebo, but a placebo can be effective, and I don't have to prescribe you OxyContin and face the medical board looking down my looking over my shoulder. You know, am I one of these drug pushing doctors? So you got to be careful. So, Dave, thanks a lot. whatstheharm.net. You know, just put it on your favorites list. Put Snopes on your favorite list. Reduce the number of calls we get to this program, because think of the calls we get from people who get that internet rumor and they don't know whether it's real or not and don't know there's a website out there that can sort it out for you. Okay? Very good. Let's take a break a little early, and that way more time for all of you, right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. T-A-L-K. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeATHome55.com.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? 1, 2, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. Right now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Else.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Irving. How you doing, Irving?
Fine, thank you, doctor. I have sciatica in my right leg, and lately I have noticed some major advertising in many of the local papers in Northern California about chiropractors guaranteeing 100% cure by some kind of decompression therapy. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I can tell you. The feds are very concerned about this decompression therapy. It's just very difficult to control, and they have sent out warnings, beware of all this. And any health practitioner offers you 100% cure for anything, run. That's all. Why would anybody suffer from sciatica if there was a 100% cure? Now, I'm not saying that. I mean, there was a report recently in Consumer Report last month, 2 months ago, was it? And they asked people their satisfaction with different back care specialists. And I must say, as I've said before, you know, the average physician didn't do that well. What are we going to do? Give you a bunch of pain pills. But it found if you do something where they put your hands on you, physical therapy, a massage, chiropractors, osteopaths, who are really more, they are MDs in most senses, et cetera, you know, you're going to do better. Now, sciatica is, you know, not your routine back pain, and there are even questions about its diagnosis. So, you know, you might want to find out exactly what's causing it, but I'm not sure it's going to lead you down the path of health righteousness, because a lot of people have degenerative discs and bulging discs, and it's not causing any pain. So if they find one of those things in a patient with sciatica, everybody goes, oh, there it is, and before you know it, they want to do surgery on you prematurely. But this traction stuff is not panned out. What can I tell you? Whether you hang upside down, it goes back when I was a kid, they were doing traction. You lied in a hospital bed and they put weights at the foot of the bed with a rope around a pulley. And the traction, you know, it didn't feel good a little bit, by the way, when you're doing the traction, like the, you know, tilt tables and hanging upside down. It kind of feels good in some people, depending on the nature of their back problem. But last time I checked, human beings are mostly vertical, so you're going to spend 99.99% of your time vertical and expect going once a week to get stretched going to make a difference. You see? So I just don't, I've not seen any evidence that it's helpful. I would ignore the ads. I'd ignore ads for anything. Comes to doctors and all that. Let's talk to Josh. Josh in L.A. How you doing, Josh?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I want to get your opinion on something that my doctor recommended to me. It's a product that's kind of expensive, which is why I trust you. It's called Bios Life. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. You have high cholesterol or something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. And rather than just go straight to the cholesterol drugs, he said, you know, try that first and, you know, exercise and diet. And it's what I've actually done it for a year and it's helped, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. You've been doing some diet stuff. You've been doing some exercise, and you're taking this product, and your cholesterol's come down.
Exactly. So
how do you know which one of those things is helping?
That's why I'm talking to you.
I was afraid you'd ask me that question, Josh. Well, to my knowledge, this is it's a combination of different kinds of fibers. You know, like we tell you, eat oatmeal, right? And it can lower your cholesterol, and it actually can, but that's a lot of Cheerios. This product is a whole bunch of fibers, each of which in some studies have found they might be able to lower your cholesterol, so they packed them all into the one product. So the premise is reasonable. The recommendation of a doctor, I don't know what to tell you, I don't know who the doctor is, and to my knowledge, a few years ago, they started an actual good double-blind study on this thing. And I don't think the results are out yet. And so I would just simply have to reserve judgment, except that some of the individual fibers in the product have been shown to help with cholesterol levels. If you have seriously elevated, and so does exercise and a moderate diet. So, you know, we're in a little bit of a problem here. And I would say that depending upon the costs and what your financial situation is, there's nothing more effective. Of course, I mean, statins, I'm not a total fan of that either. I mean, they will lower your cholesterol level and they will reduce the frequency of heart attacks. We do know this from good studies, but what we're not so sure of is how much longer you're going to live. So, you know, I can't wholeheartedly endorse what, you know, 98% of doctors would do for a person with high cholesterol. But the diet exercise thing is the first place to start. That's the most logical thing, isn't it? You try that. Now, if you really wanted to know, you could certainly stop the stuff. I mean, you're not going to drop dead tomorrow if you stop taking all these fibers. Continue with the diet and exercise and see what happens. That's what I would do, and that's the only way we're going to know. So, you know, my instinct is I've seen things like this come and go, and I just, you know, what no one really knows is how much of each fiber does it take. These are all fibers available in nature mostly, you know. You can eat your oatmeal every morning. And it's a big, big hole, a loophole, as you know, in consumer law. So we'll see. I'll go online after during this break, see if I can find that study, see if the results are in, because that'll give us the answer you want to have, right? Is it any better than taking a placebo? All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Every day, the news just seems to go from bad to worse. Unemployment is up, foreclosures are up, and bankruptcies are up. Meanwhile, you're sitting on a mountain of credit card debt that feels like a time bomb about to destroy your life. And on top of it all, the government is giving money away to everyone out there except you. Face it, you can't trust the government to bail you out. You can't trust anyone to help you, except for Consumer Debt Solutions. You can trust them to help you lower your monthly payments, lower your interest rates, and even cut your payoff term by as much as 50%. If you've got at least $10,000 in unsecured credit card debt, we may be able to help you lower your monthly payments, lower your interest rates, and get you out of debt twice as fast. Call the company you can trust, Consumer Debt Solutions. For a free, no-obligation debt consultation, call 866-978-2187. Once again, call 866-978-2187 right now to find out if we can help you. Service in North Carolina and Kansas is not available.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
Welcome back to the program. No, that study isn't done, and I looked it up a little online, and I'm taking back the positive things I said. You know, it's got a bunch of vitamins that are beneficial, and they say what I said. Eating a lot of fiber is good for you, so it's a fiber drink, and there's nothing in it you can't get eating. And it's 3 to 6 grams of fiber in the packet you're supposed to mix with water. You can get that from a bowl of fiber cereal. Truly. And on their in the ingredients in terms of what's in it. So locust bean gum, pectin is, you know, apples, oat fiber, eat your oatmeal, flavors, vitamins, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they offer no evidence as to its efficacy except hearsay. You know, in other words, eating a lot of fiber is really good for you. So there you go. All right, let's... Let's talk to Mary in Massachusetts. How you doing, Mary?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I had a serious head injury back in 1987. That's about 22 years ago. I was in a coma for 3 days. A lot of things I forgot. For example, something else that happened was like my taste and smell. Those kaput. To this day, I can't really smell or taste very well.
Did smell go away right after the head injury?
Yeah.
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 Were you knocked out by the head injury?
Yeah, yeah. I was knocked out. When I woke up, I was in a hospital, and that was 3 days later.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess what you're wondering is, could that head injury be accounting for stuff going on today, the things that are happening to you today, they kind of come out of the woodwork, or they always been there since the injury?
Okay, the only thing that's been here since the injury was the smell and taste. Like when I'm in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah, I know what smell and taste is, but what's concerning you the most right now?
My short-term memory.
Yeah.
Or does that have to do with my getting older? And
now, Mary, I think you know the answer to that one. But I do not want to, I need to acknowledge the fact that what we are learning with head injury is that there can be long-term, subtle, secondary effects that we never appreciated before. We're starting to learn a lot, by the way, in soldiers returning, from war. Where the effects of having had a concussion can go on and on. Short-term memory, later on, 25 years later, I would not think, that's just an instinct, I would not think it's related to the injury, but related to something none of us can avoid. Or if anyone figures how to avoid it, you let me know. All right, and that is getting older. Join us for the next program, won't you? Until then, as always.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a US-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more.